This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will pay more than $1 million to settle claims that its police engaged in misconduct during protests in the summer of 2020. The settlements range from more than $12,000 to nearly $600,000. Last year, a jury awarded $14 million to protesters in a lawsuit following the same protests in 2020. Xcel Energy customers will see lower energy bills because of a steady drop in natural gas prices. CPR Sam Brash has more.
A warmer-than-usual winter in Europe has let gas prices come back down to earth over the last few months. Xcel Energy is gradually passing those savings on to customers. It's planning to cut about $1.80 off the average household natural gas bill in April and 56 cents off the average electricity bill. That's in addition to previous drops in December and February. Now, those reductions haven't stopped an investigative committee at the state legislature. It's looking into ways to protect ratepayers from future commodity price swings and plans to question Xcel Energy executives this afternoon. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Starbucks workers are in federal court in Denver this week. They claim the company fired them in retaliation for union support. A judge could force the company to rehire the unionized workers and give them back pay. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is reminding people not to collect shed antlers until May. The state bans antler collection on some public lands to protect wildlife during the snow season when food is scarce and any human interference is more disruptive. Violators could be fined and lose their hunting license. This is CPR News.